wonderful. I'm very happy to be here with you today. I'm sorry I don't speak either Mandarin or Taiwanese.
法师说阿弥陀佛哈、哦，这个大家好哈、哦，他很高兴今天可以到这边来跟大家见面哈、哦，那很不好意思哈、哦，他的这个中文跟这个闽南语哈、哦、都讲得不好，只能用英文讲哎。
Yeah, and as Venerable Ming Cha mentioned, we've been friends for 20 years now.
Yeah, 就像明嘉法师刚刚提到，我们两个已经认识20年了哈、哦，是20年的老朋友。
But she doesn't look any older, and I have much more gray hair and wrinkles.
但是明嘉法师看起来一点都没有变老哦，可是我的头发已经越来越白了。
So maybe she practices better than me.
所以大概她修的比我要好哦，所以这个黑头发还是很多很多哎。
And I also wanted to thank you. Because I think about a year ago, Venerable Jendi came and gave a talk here, and she said that she had told you that she was going to give the Dana from that talk to Srivasti Abbey, and she did, and I wanted to thank all of you for contributing.
特别要谢谢大家，因为Jendi法师好像一年前也来这里经过讲一个讲经哈，然后呢，他在这里讲完经也到这个修顿法师的佛寺哈、哦，去继续讲那样子的一个有关佛法的题目哦，所以他要谢谢大家，好像有这个因缘哈、哦，让这个这里的这个两个佛寺哈、哦，两个这个佛寺之间有这样的一个交流这样子。
And so we will be talking about working with anger today. So I assume that you've all brought with you the people.Who you think have a bad problem with their temper?
我们今天要讲的是那个其实是安忍的修持啦，哈，题目叫火焰化红莲，哈，大概就是说，当我们遇到这个脾气不好的人、脾气暴躁的人，哈，我们应该要怎么样子来面对，哈，怎么样来跟他相处，哈。
Yeah, right. Because we all feel, oh, I don't have a problem with anger. I don't get mad, but my husband.My child, my parent, my boss, they have a big problem with anger. They better come to this talk.
一般来讲，我们都觉得我没有生气跟愤怒的问题哈，应该都是这个别人哈，别人有生气问愤怒的问题，像我的先生啊，我的小孩啊，我的老板啊，其实今天是应该他们来听哦，这个今天的这堂课哈是比较恰当的，我应该是没有问题的哦。
So I assume you're all prepared so that when I talk about how to deal with anger, you can elbow your friend and say, listen, you should practice this.
所以法师说他想大家应该心里都准备好了、哦、就是当他要开始讲这个如何去克服愤怒的时候、哦、你应该会撞一下你身旁的人，对啊，你要好好仔细听啊，好好休息啊，这个哦，怎么样子不生气啊？
Yeah, because we all feel, oh, I'm just sweet, wonderful me. I don't have a problem with anger, but these people.
Yeah, 因为我们都觉得我们没有问题啊，我脾气很好啊，修养问题啊，这个都是别人脾气不好啊，哦，是这个问题都是别人造成的，应该我没有问题啊。
Yeah, so you might just try an experiment when we're talking and think.Maybe it applies to me too. Maybe.
Yeah. 所以这个我们可以这个做一个实验哈、哦。对，可你就是听听看哈、哦，看等一下要讲的到底啊、哦、这些事情有没有在这个你的生活里面哦产生过？也许哈、哦，也许哈、哦，还是会有一点点哈、哦、这些啊、你心中曾经升起这个愤怒啊、哦、生气的这些情绪啊。
But before we have the talk, we're going to do a little bit of meditation to quiet our mind down.
在我们讲经以前哈、哦，我们还是要先这个禅修一下，让我们的心先安静下来。让心安静下来以后，我们的心就会清明哈、哦。那么心清明以后，再来这个讲啊，如何来对峙或、哦、面对我们的愤怒哦，让火焰可以化红莲啊，这样子的一个题目哈、哦。所以我们先禅修一下。 How long?
About 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we'll watch your breath.
我们大概禅修十五分钟，那么主要的禅修是这个数息，观自己的呼吸，观自己的呼吸。
So this is not sleeping meditation.
但是这不是让大家在这个禅修的时候就睡觉啊。
Okay, if you find because after lunch you're getting drowsy, then add the following visualization to your meditation, and that is when you exhale, think that you're exhaling your drowsy mind in the form of smoke, and it comes out and it just dissipates. And when you inhale.Think that you're inhaling light, and the light completely fills your body and mind, and makes your mind rather bright and light and awake.
也许呢，大家刚吃完午餐吼，所以这个胃饱饱的，所以也许这个心也重重的哦。那么为了等一下这个禅修的时候不让你产生昏沉哈。或是这种沉重的感觉，你在这个观呼吸的这个修法的基础上，还可以观想，当你把气呼出去的时候，等于把你的这个心的这个沉重感，或是这一种昏沉感，像烟一样的排出你的身心之外，那么你在吸气进来的时候呢，你可以这个观想你吸进光明就是像光线，像明亮的光线，光明进入你的心，让你的心呢能够这个变得更清明。
Okay, so sit up straight.
那把身体坐直。
Okay, and then we'll meditate.
然后我们开始禅修这个十五分钟，以刚才讲的这个方法。
Before we actually begin, let's take a moment and cultivate our motivation.
在我们正式讲经以前，那我们先这个发心。
So let's think that we will listen to the Dharma and share the Dharma together this afternoon so that we can identify and then let go of our mental afflictions.
听闻佛法的机会，让我们心中的烦恼可以从我们的心这个去除，可以放下心中的烦恼啊。
And so that we can identify and enhance our good qualities.
然后我们可以这个进一步确认认清自己已经有的这些良善的这些品德然后让这些心中已有的这些功德可以增长。
And let's do this not simply because we seek happiness ourselves.
我们增长自己内心的功德的目的，并不是只是要寻求自己的快乐而已。
But because we want to become Buddhas so that we can be of the most effective benefit to each and every living being.
所以呢，我们希望能够这个紧速成佛因为只有成佛才能够最有效、最有效率的去帮助一切众生去除痛苦。
So let's place what we're about to do together this afternoon very firmly within the context of having love and compassion and the aspiration for full enlightenment for sentient beings.
所以我们今天下午所要讲的这些法呢，主要的目的就是要让我们这个心中的这个慈悲心能够更坚固那么以这样的慈悲心去这个帮助一切的众生离苦得乐。
Okay, so take a moment, really make that motivation firm in your mind.
所以就利用短短的这个一两分钟，在你的心中这个下这样的决心，你今天要以闻法的利益来这个利益众生，以闻法的利益能够早入成佛能够发起这个深刻的而坚固的菩提心。
Slowly open your eyes and come out of your meditation.
然后你可以把眼睛这个慢慢睁开， 展开，然后这个从刚才的这个禅修的状态哈、哦，可以这个出定啊、哦，开始我们可能要开始讲今天的这个讲题。
So it's very important to cultivate our motivation at the beginning of any activity.
在做每件事情之前啊。能够先观察自己的动机啊，以清净正确的发心为做每件事情的开始是非常重要的。
Because it's the quality of our motivation that's going to determine whether what we do creates good karma or bad karma, whether what we do is something valuable or stupid.
一开始的这个做一件事情的动机为什么那么重要？因为呢，我们所做的事情的后果是善业或是恶业，好、哦，是这个会让我们快乐或让我们痛苦，其实是由我们做事情之前的动机所决定的。
And I say this because most of us are focused on looking good externally, on having a good appearance to other people.
我要这样说是因为多数的我们、哦、其实都只是在乎、哦、我们自己的这些、外观外貌、哦、希望这个自己这个打扮得很漂亮、哦、或是等等、哦、能够这个让别人看起来觉得光鲜亮丽或是得到他人的称赞。
But we really ignore what's going on inside here.
由于太重视外表、哦、所以我们忽略了、哦、这个、内心、哦、这个到底在想些什么、哦、这些事情其实也就是说我们的动机的重要性、哦、反而、哦、这个被我们忽略掉了、
yeah. So we're very expert at looking like we're nice and kind and sweet and considerate But inside the motivation's selfish
所以我们是这个让自己、外表上让人家觉得我们这个、这个人很好啊对呀、啊，是一个好人哈，这方面我们做得很好，我们是专家哈。但是呢，到底我们内心在想什么？我们真正做这些所谓好的表现的动机是什么？哈，我们自己可能却不清楚。
You know what I mean? Is this true? Not true?
知道华师问说，大家知道他所讲的吗？这样子，刚才他所说的，我们只重视外在，而不注意自己的内心，这是不是事实啊？大家是不是心中是这样想的
？And sometimes we're so nice to people so that they'll like us and we'll have a good reputation. Maybe we'll be famous. They'll praise us, talk nicely about us behind our back. So to get all these kinds of social rewards, then we do nice things. But the motivation's for ourselves, isn't it?
所以有时候我们这个对他的人很好啊，然后表现了一副这个非常的这个正人君子啊。其实这个目的哈、哦，事实上都是希望说得到别人的肯定，得到别人的称赞。人家呢，这个会在你胜这个在这个各谈到你的时候就给你肯定啊。其实这是为所谓做这些好的事情的目的，难道是真的为别人好？是真的为别人好吗？其实如果想起来，哦，是只是要得到他人的肯定，这也是一个自私自利的动机而已。
So this was one of the things that attracted me to Buddhism because I wasn't born Buddhist. But in Buddhism, it's very difficult to be a hypocrite.
我为什么这个对佛教有兴趣？哈、哦，事实上是我其实生在美国，并不是生在佛教的教的这个家庭里面哈、哦。可是呢，佛教之所以那么吸引我哈、哦，是因为如果当你成为一个佛教徒以后，你要这个很虚伪哈、哦，且这个言行不一致，这是一件很困难的事。
Or put it this way, we can be a hypocrite, but eventually we're going to experience the result of our own karma.
我们其实是没有办法哈、哦，这个虚伪哈、哦，所谓内心想的跟外面做的是不一样的哈、哦，也是有差异的状况。因为如果你真的虚伪的话，你其实很快的就会这个得到啊、哦、这个虚伪的果报，也就是你内心虚伪的后果是什么，你自己很快就会这个经验到。
And that's why it's so important to always check what is my motivation, what is my intention, why am I doing what I'm doing?
所以。 永远很重要，就是要检视自己的内心，看看我们做每件事情的动机是什么，所求是什么。
Because our ego is very sneaky.
因为我们的自我是很狡猾的，是很会欺骗自己的。
Yeah. For example, we can sit in perfect meditation position. We look like we're very holy, very concentrated. Inside, our mind is saying, I can sit better than everybody else. I hope they notice how good I am.
所以这个就像刚才这个大家在禅坐，对不对？好，你可以这个在这个禅坐的姿势啊、气质、坐法等等做得非常的好，很端正、很专注啊，哈。但是呢，你内心是想，你内心却在想，你看，我可以做得这么好，可以比别人好，哈。希望这个哈，大家能够注意哈，我这个刚才禅坐做得这么好啊。
Or you can sit there. Maybe you're chanting, you know, Namo Bhunsa Sitya Muni Fo, and you're chanting that.But inside your mind is saying, oh, I am so mad at my boss. Why does he talk to me this way? I've got to put him in his place. Namo Bhunsa Sitya Muni Fo.
所以也许你这个口中在念佛哈，念的南无阿弥陀佛哈，这个本师释迦牟尼佛哈，但是你心里面却想说这个。我的老板哈，这个为什么对我那么差哈？这个怎么样子都是对我不满意哈？这个是不是这个我可以希望他能够变成像这个释迦牟尼佛或阿弥陀佛这么好哈？可以对我好一点这样子，你内心会这样的期望吗
？Then at the end you go to dedicate the merit, but what merit did you create?
所以呢，当你心中这样想的时候，我们最后在这个禅修完要回向嘛，哈。可是如果你心中这个在禅修的时候想的都是为自己，那你到底还有什么功德可以回向呢
？So that's why I think every day when we wake up, it's very good. The first thing to do is set our motivation for the day.
所以每天最重要的事情，当每天醒过来的最重要的事情哈，就是要在自己的心中哈，这个发心，要发出一个正确的哈这个心念啊，这是每天最重要的一件事情。
So you can do this even before you get out of bed, so there's no excuse for not doing it.
这样的发心，甚至在你这个起身从床上起身之前，你就可以发这样的正确的哈。这个修行的心哦，这样子你就没有借口说我没有时间发心啊。
Okay, so ask yourself before you even get out of bed, what's the most important thing I have to do today?
所以在你早上起床的时候，你要问你自己，我今天最重要的一件事情是什么
？Okay, now our ordinary mind says, oh, I have to go here, I have to go there, I must talk to this person, I must accomplish this and get that done. Sometimes we think those are the most important things that we have to do each day. But I have a question if that's true.
通常我们就会这样想哈，这个我们早上醒过来的时候，其实马上想到说我今天要做什么，我那什么事情还没有做完，我要去见谁，然后等等哈。那么你都会把这些事情当成是你今天要完成的重要的事情，但是真的是这样子吗？哈，那个法师要问这个大家哈，以这样子的一个问题。
Because if we really think about it, what's the most important thing we have to do today? Isn't it not to harm anybody? Don't you think? Not to harm anybody. Isn't that the most important thing we have to do today? Is not to harm anyone. Not to inflict harm on anybody.
Oh, harm.
Harm.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. 你早上醒过来的最重要的一件事情啊，难道不是说心中想说我不要去伤害任何一个人，有比这个更重要的一件事情吗
？Every single day, isn't that the most important thing? Is not to harm anybody.
那么在每一天啊这个的生活里面，难道所谓的这个诸恶莫作啊？不伤害别人，难道不是我们生活中最重要的一件事情吗
？So not to harm them physically by pushing them or beating them or stepping on them or killing them or
所以以不伤害别人这样子的一个事情来讲，比如说从这个身体的部分来讲，这个不要去打别人，不要让别人受伤，不要去杀别人等等，就是所谓的以这个从身体的这个面向这个角度去讲，所谓的这个无害众生。
Yeah, and not to harm them verbally by saying bad things about them behind their back or yelling at them or making fun of them.
以愉悦来讲的话，就是不要去这个取笑别人，不要去说别人的坏话，不要两舌，不要绮语，做这些挑拨离间的这些语言，就是所谓的从身口意的这个口业来讲，不去造作伤害别人的这些业行。
And then also not to harm anybody mentally by sitting there thinking all sorts of horrible thoughts about them.
在这意业来讲，所谓的不伤害他人，就是不要对他人产生所谓的恶的心念，这个恶的心念，不好的心念，伤害他人的这个想法，就是所谓在意业上不去做造作伤害他人的这些业。
Okay, so that's the first most important thing to do today.
所以那就是每天早上醒过来，你内心要发起这样的一个心念，这就是我不伤害他人，是我这一天最重要的一个事情。
The second most important thing today to do today is to help others as much as we can.
然后呢，第二个重要的这个每天要做的事情，就是要众善奉行，就是要尽所有的力量去帮助别人。
Okay. Now you may think, oh well, to help somebody, I have to be, I have to do great works in society. But I'm just little old me. How am I going to help anybody?
也许你会想，所谓帮助别人的话，是要指的是说，你要在社会上这个好像很有力量，这个很有影响力去做这些很大事，才能够帮助别人所谓的行善。你心里会想，我其实是一个很简单平凡的人，我哪有成为这样子的一个大善人，在社会上做很多这个利他行为的这些事情的能力呢？
Every single sentient being that we encounter, we have the opportunity to do something kind to.
但是事实上，如果你再想想看，其实呢，你遇到的每个人，只要你对他很好，你有正确的心念的话，你都可以善待他人，都可以行善，都可以帮助他。
Yeah, it doesn't need to be somehow big, you know, huge work.You know, but just sometimes small things can really help others.
不是说一定要做一些所谓的大事业然后这个才叫做这个利他或是帮助别人有时候呢，对于他人所需要的这些小事如果你能够真心诚意的去做，那就是所谓的帮助别人。
Yeah, and especially being nice to our family.And nice to our classmates, and nice to the people we work with.
特别是如果你能够好好的对待你的家人那你的同学你的同事等等那这些就是所谓的行善所谓的善待他人
Who are we sometimes the meanest to?
谁是平常我们这个这个对他们最坏的所谓的这最刻薄最寡恩的人。
Think about it. When you're angry, yeah, who do you get most angry at? A family member or a stranger?
所以你想想看，当你生气的时候，你想想看，你对谁会最生气？是对你的家人会最生气，还是你会对陌生人最生气？
Yeah, who? Who do you get more angry at?
Yeah. 到底是陌生人还是家人？你会觉得最生气？
Yeah, a family member, right?
家人、yeah. 对不对？你会气你的老公、小孩，对不对？
Yeah. Would you ever say to a stranger what you say to your family?
你会不会生气的时候把你骂家人的话，跟一个陌生人就骂同样的话出来，对着他骂同样的话出来，会不会？
Would you?
会吗？
Yeah. Oh, sometimes we say the most horrible, outrageous things to our family, who are the people we care about the most.
所以想想看，我们是不是对我们最关心、最在乎的家人说出最可怕、最伤他们心的话
？Think of that. It's true, isn't it?
想想看，是不是真的这样子
？Really mad? Oh, possible to your family, sometimes to your colleagues, to the people that you care about the most, who you depend upon the most, always say the most horrible things to them.
是不是当你生气的时候，失去控制的时候，你对你身旁你最依赖的人，最关心的人，最关系紧密的人，说出最可怕的话，做出最可怕的事，也就是伤害他们的那些话，那些事。
And then we think by saying all these horrible things, by doing all these horrible things, that they're going to change their mind and do what we want them to do.
而且你心里也许会想哦，你对骂他们哦，对这个说破口大骂骂他们的话哦，做出这些让他们很难过的事情，你先期望哦，因为你骂了他们以后，他会按你的愿望去改变。
Does that work?
有效吗？成功过吗？
Yeah, I'm going to tell say the most awful, spiteful things to you, and then you're going to decide that you love me and you're going to do what I want you to do. How often does that happen?
如果你对某人哦说了最难堪哦最让他痛苦的话哦，然后这个让他这个非常的这个生气哦，那你却期待说哦因为你对他说出这一些伤害他的话，令他痛苦的话，他会回来爱你，反而会更爱你。想想看，这样的事情发生过几次在你的人生经验中
？This is the way anger thinks.But it's a completely stupid way to think, isn't it?
所以当你生气的时候，愤怒就让你做出这样的事情。可是现在你冷静地想一想，这种愤怒是不是很愚笨？给你带来什么样子的结果？
Yeah. And sometimes this isn't just even on a personal level, but it can be from one group to the next group, from one country to the next country, that people think like this.
而且这种愤怒呢，有时候不只是人跟人之间而已啊，有时候会在团体跟团体之间。如果你认为你是一个某个团体的成员，你对另外一个团体就产生这样子的一个愤怒啊、批评，甚至呢，发生在国家跟国家之间啊，这个把敌对的国家骂得一塌糊涂，然后希望你指责他们的过错以后，他们会回过头来这个帮助你啊。
Even my country is sometimes the worst.
他说，甚至我的国家美国就是世界上最糟糕的国家。
Especially President Bush.
特别是布希总统。
Yeah, his international policy was we are going to bomb you until you decide that you like us.
所以他的这个所谓的国际这个政治的政策就是说，我决定我要轰炸你，轰炸到你喜欢我为止，这样子。
Yeah, it doesn't work.
但是有效吗？你看伊拉克、阿富汗 的这些情况有效吗？但是当然是没效的。
Yeah. Okay. So those are the two things that are most important: not to harm anybody, to benefit everybody. Okay.
所以早上醒来要发心，每天最重要的两件事情就是不要伤害别人，然后要去这个帮助别人，利益别人。
And then the third most important thing to do every day is to have a long-term motivation to become a Buddha for the benefit of each and every sentient being.
然后第三件重要的事情就是你要下定决心哈，这个也许要花很久的时间，你才能够达到这个目标。可是你的目标就是要成佛，不管花多久的时间，你的目标就是要成佛。你要成佛，才能够真正的有效的去利益众生，帮助众生处理轮回啊，这是第三个啊最重要的这个发心。
So this mind of altruism in the Sanskrit term is bodhicitta. How do you say it in Chinese?
菩提心，菩提心。
菩提心。
Yes.
菩提心。Okay. Yes. So you must hold 菩提心 very strong in your heart.
Yeah. 那第三个就是所谓的这个利他要为了帮助他人，你要成佛的这样子的一个信念，就是菩提心所以呢你一定要在心中升起非常这个强烈稳固的菩提心。
Because if you have 菩提心 in your heart, then your heart becomes so strong, you can endure so much to benefit others.
如果你心中真的升起菩提心，那么你的心力就会变得很坚强，你就可以承受 在利益他人的过程之中所遭遇的一切困难。
And then also your mind becomes very happy because what you're doing actually does benefit.
而且你的心呢，而且你的心会变得很快乐，因为你如果发了菩提心，你真正做了事啊，利他的事情，那么利益他人的事情就会让你自己觉得啊，真的很快乐。
Whereas the more we think about me, I, my, mine, the more we think like that, actually the more miserable we are.
所以呢，如果我们 越只是想到我啊，我自己啊，我的啊，我的所有的东西啊，越是想自己，其实你的心就是越痛苦而已，越觉得不满足而已，越挫折而已，越烦恼而已。
Yeah. So, for example, when we get angry, who are we thinking is most important?
所以举例来讲的话，当我们生气的时候，哦，那么我们在想这个什么是最重要的呢？
Yeah, me.
是我吧，我是最重要的吧，因为你自己觉得最重要，所以你才对别人不满吧。
Yeah, when I'm angry, I am most important. You are impinging on my happiness, and you've got to stop.
所以当你生气的时候，你当然觉得你自己是最重要的，是因为别人，哦，别人让你生气的，所以呢，那个让你生气的人，就你心中就想，他应该，哦，要停止所有让你生气的这些事情，不能再做这些事情。你自己认为你自己是最重要，所以你心中就产生这种想法。
Okay, but let's look at anger a little bit more closely and see if it's an actual realistic mind or not.
但是呢。就让我们回过头来，哦，这个比较这个仔细的去检查检视一下，哦，这种愤怒的，哦，这个心，哦，是不是一种正确的心念，哦，
Okay. Now in Buddhism, the way we define anger, it's a mental state that exaggerates the bad qualities of someone or something, or projects bad qualities that aren't there.And then because all we see is bad qualities, we want to either fight with whoever is disturbing us, or we want to run away from them.
所以呢，所谓在佛教里面定义，哦，这个愤怒，哦，是说，哦，你，强化的，哦，夸大的，哦，某些人的这些不好的，哦，这些特质，某些不好的特质。然后呢，你把这些不好的特质，这些恶念投射在某些人身上，哦，因此呢，哦，你，哦，就会不是，哦，想要跟他对抗打仗，哦，不然就也许想要一走了之，哦，反正就是这一种，哦，让你产生很不愉快的一种，哦，心事状态，哦，
okay. So anger is a broad category of emotions, and it starts out at a small level like at irritation or annoyance.And then it might develop to frustration, and it might become bigger, so it's being enraged or outraged or belligerent or spiteful or rebellious. Lots of ways to be angry.
所以其实愤怒包含的范围很广，一开始也许就是有一些人做了一些让你不舒服，这个让你这个觉得激怒你的事情，哦，但是如果这样的一个信念不断的加强的话，哦，它就会变成挫折感，哦，然后再加强的话就会变成一种愤怒，那再加强的话甚至就会变成一种暴力或是一种反抗的，哦，一种很这个强烈的，哦，一种对抗的冲突的，哦，这样子的一种心理状态，哦，
But by the very definition of angerWe can see that it's not a realistic mind because it's exaggerating the negative qualities or projecting the negative qualities. So just by the definition, we can see that all those states of mind that fall under the broad category of anger are somehow based on exaggeration. They're not based on reality.
Yeah.所以如果你再仔细检视愤怒，哦，你产生愤怒的时候的一种情绪的状态，你真的会发现，哦，所谓的愤怒其实是来自于你对一些小事情的夸大，哦，或是投射而已。那么这些这个夸大或投射出来的这些愤怒，以事实来讲，它并不是一个正确的或实在的真实的信念， 或是一种心事状态，是由于你把它夸大或是投射的结果，才造成这样子的一个严重性的。从事实上来讲，它并不是像你在生气的时候产生愤怒的时候所有拥有那么这样子强烈的不好的那些特质。
But when we're angry, do we think, oh, my mind is exaggerating, it's not perceiving reality? Do we think like that when we're angry? I don't think so. When we're angry, we always think, I'm right, you're wrong, and the solution is you change and do things my way. Very simple.
所以当我们生气的时候，你会自己想说，我这个生气的这个心态信念是一种这个夸大的或是一种错误的信念吗？不会，对不对？你总会这个在你生气的时候不断的认为自己是对的，是你对，是他错，是他应该要来改变，来让这个符合你的这个想法。所以在你这个真正生气的时候，你也没有办法冷静的看待你自己生气的时候的心念是一种夸大的或不实在的一种心事状态。
And then, like I said, we do anything we want to try and convince the other person to do things our way, but what we do harms them, and so they usually do the opposite of what we want them to do.
你看我们花那么多的力气希望别人能够按我们的意思去做，对不对？说服他们按我们的意思去做，对不对？可是当你生气了，你去伤害他人了，但是呢，你当然也希望他们能够这个按你的方式去做，可是事实上当你用愤怒去对待他人的时候，你所得到的回报都是跟你的期望是相反的，他们不会按你的方式去做。
So what do we do with this mind of anger? How do we work with it when it comes up?
那怎么办呢？我们怎么样子来这个对付来这个处理来解决这种愤怒的心呢？
Okay. First of all, we have to identify it.
首先我们要把愤怒的心事状态确认出来，指认出来。
So we have to be able to identify when anger is coming in our mind. Because if we can't identify it, then we can't do anything about it.
所以呢，我们首先就要学习当生气的时候就能够认出我们已经生气了，也就是当这个愤怒或是这个嗔恨心产生的那一刹那，我们要学习赶快的能够认出我们的心已经这个进入嗔恨的状态了。
And one of the things that interferes with us identifying anger when it's manifest in our mind.Is that we're so focused instead on thinking that it's somebody else's fault. And our mind is so busy blaming somebody else for our own unhappiness that we don't even recognize that we're angry.
所以当我们生气的时候，为什么我们不容易察觉自己的生气？因为你的心都是这个在这个指责别人。都认为是别人的错，因为你的心只专注这个在指责别人，因此你根本没有时间或空间回来认清自己的心到底是怎么了，是不是你这个生气了或夸大了。
And so sometimes we're so busy saying, oh, you did this, you did this, you did that, that if somebody comes and says to us, boy, you're angry,We go, I am not angry. You don't understand. He did this and he did that.
Yeah, 所以你看，有时候我们气到骂的这个对的那个我们要骂的人说，你怎么可以做这个？怎么可以做那个？然后你已经其实很生气了。那别人来跟你讲说，哎呦，你现在怎么这么生气？然后你反而会气的说，哪有？我哪有那么生气？我才没有那么生气。
Yeah. Okay. So how do we recognize that there's anger in our mind?
所以呢，在这种状况之下，我们怎么样子才能够自我察觉到我们心中已经产生了这种愤怒或嗔恨心呢？
One way is to become more aware of what's happening in your body.
其中一种方式就是去察觉你的身体在生气的时候产生了哪些变化。
Okay, because what happens in your body when you're getting angry?
当你生气的时候，你的身体是不是会不一样，产生一些改变呢？
Okay. How does your stomach feel when you're getting angry?
当你很生气的时候，你的胃会觉得怎么样呢？
Yeah. Tell me. How does it feel?
Yeah.
Tight.
Yeah. 就会胃会抽紧，收紧，对不对？
Okay. How about your palms? What happens to palms?
你的手掌呢？
是脉搏。
Yeah. 脉搏。Also the beating, the heart beating is also.
Yeah, your heart is beating.
Yeah. 心跳，脉搏加强，心跳啊，加强，手掌出汗。
Yeah. Your chest gets tight.
Yeah, 你的胸部会绷紧，对不对？
Yeah, the palms of your hands get kind of hot and sweaty.
Yeah, 手掌会发热，然后会出汗，对不对？
Yeah. So, those are very gross signs of anger in your body.
这些就是当你生气、愤怒的时候，这个身体啊产生的这种比较所谓的粗的啊这个生理的变化。
So you start by recognizing those, and as you get more skilled in discerning what's happening in your body, then you can start to find anger in more subtle feelings in your body too, when the anger is just small instead of when the anger is very big.
当你能够这个训练自己，你迅速觉得自己如果生气的时候，那么有产生的这些所谓的外在的生理的变化，你的这种察觉的这种能力，这个越强越敏感的话，你才能够去察觉更维系的这些愤怒的一种状态。
Are you happy or unhappy when you're angry?
当你生气的时候，你会觉得快乐吗？
Unhappy, huh?
不快乐，对吧？
Yeah. So sometimes just by saying, "Oh, I'm really unhappy. Is there some anger in there?"
So, 如果你自己察觉到，当你不快乐的时候，你可以问自己，是不是你心中有一些愤怒？
So we have to get skilled at watching both our body and our mind so that we can discern anger when it's just starting, when it's small.
所以我们要这个非常熟悉这个自己在这个生气时候所产生的身体跟心理的变化。那么当你越能够这个熟悉察觉这些生理的变化或心理的变化的时候，你就越能够迅速的察觉这个愤怒或是生气在你心中升起的这个状况，你就越短的时间越能够这个敏感到你的情绪上的这种变化。
Okay, and it's very important to try and catch it when it's small, because when it's big, it's much harder to deal with.
而且最好呢这个我们的生气愤怒还小的时候，还很少的时候，还刚开始发生的时候，你就察觉到了。因为要控制小的这些愤怒比控制大的愤怒要容易多了。
Okay, so some techniques to use when you're getting angry.
所以有一些技巧是可以使用的，当我们开始生气的时候这个我们可以利用这些技巧来帮助我们冷静下来。
Yeah, and you have to practice these techniques a lot. They're not just going to work for you if you think about them once or twice. You have to really practice them and think about them consistently.
这些技巧是你不断的要训练、要休息的如果你这些技巧你只是在你心中想过一次、两次那也不会有用也只有不断的这个休息这些技巧，那么才能够帮助你去这个面对或是减少你心中产生的这些愤怒。
So one of the things I use is, because I usually, when I have anger come up, it's usually in response to a person, not to an inanimate object.
我常用的一个技巧是这个像这样子因为当我们生气的时候特别像我自己我应该是对一个人或是一个生命产生愤怒而不是对那个石头没有情绪的东西产生愤怒。
Okay, so if I'm unhappy because somebody's harming me, maybe they're saying nasty things to me or criticizing me behind my back, something like that, then one thing I find works very well is to say to myself, oh,Why am I in this situation of somebody criticizing me and saying bad things to me? It's because this is the ripening of my own karma. Because in the past, I criticized others and I spoke in a very nasty way to them.
像我不生气，像我这有时候会觉得生气的时候，理由大概是当有人哈、这个在我背后这个批评我的时候啊、说一些我的坏话的时候啊、我有时候就是会觉得不高兴啊、可是呢哦、当有这样的一个情形的时候，我就会问我自己，为什么会有人在背后说我的坏话？
是的。
那么，那是因为哈、这个我以前哈、一定哈、这个说过，这个对别人说过这些坏话，所以现在呢哈、这个我过去对别人说坏话的这些业果哈、这个成熟了啊、是因为这些业果成熟了，才让这个别人哈、这个说我的坏话的。
So this isn't blaming ourselves. It's not blaming the victim.But what it is recognizing that we have responsibility for creating the causes for the results that we experience.
这个这样的思考哈、这样的想法，并不是在这个责怪自己，也不是在怪罪他人哈、是说哈、这个你这个要认识，要知道哈、这样的任何一件事情的发生。作为一个结果、它一定有一个原因、所以你要去思考、这样的一个事情，比如说这些不愉快的事情发生的这个原因、是什么，你要去找到那个原因。
So I had an experience not too long ago of working with somebody who was very critical, he criticized me a lot、
我最近刚好有一个经验哈，就是我跟一个很喜欢批评我的人哈，对，一起哈合作共事。
And how dare somebody criticize me? I mean, I'm such a sweet, wonderful person. So clear, I didn't do anything wrong. It's all just his problem.
我有时候会这样想哈，那个人怎么啊？这个会这样批评呢？批评我呢？我其实是一个已经修行很好的人，我也很有善心，很有爱心啊、怎么可能这个我做错了什么事啊、一定是那个人啊、他有什么样子的一个问题啊、
？So when I was thinking like that, I was getting angrier and angrier and angrier at this person.
当我这样想的时候，我就对那个人越来越觉得生气，越来越觉得是他不对啊。
But when I changed my mind, and even while he was still talking, I thought, this is a result of my own karma. It's a result of my own karma. There's nothing to blame him for, because I created some negative karma in the past. And that's why he's criticizing me. If I hadn't created this negative karma, then he wouldn't be criticizing me.
所以呢，我就这样想哈、当他看他还是不断的在批评我的时候，我就这样想哈、那么这一定是我自己过去造的恶业哈、造的业哦、如果我过去没有造哈、这个任何的这些业的话哈、那么他是不可能哈、这个不断的在批评我的哈、是由于我自己哦、过去造的恶业的关系才使他哈、这个不断的批评我。
And when I thought like that, then my mind was calm.
当我这样想的时候，我的心就比较平静下来了。
Then I ask myself, how much do I criticize other people? Yeah, and I thought about it, and I criticize other people a good number of times.
然后我就会想回来问我自己哈、是只有他在批评我吗？是不是我也曾经批评过别人？如果仔细想想，我也对别人、做出很多很多的批评，不是吗
？And then I asked, what happens more, me criticizing other people or other people criticizing me? What happens more times?
那我就会想，那到底是我批评别人的次数比较多，还是别人批评我的次数比较多呢
？When I thought about it, I criticized.People every day.
如果仔细想的话，哎，是啊，我是不是每天都是有在批评别人呢、
？Yeah. Good day, maybe I only criticize one people. Bad day, I criticize many people.
如果心情好的话，那天是好日子，也许我只批评一个人啊。如果这个那天是坏日的话，我可能哦，这个心情不太好，我可能批评很多很多人哦。
How many times a day do I get criticized? Sometimes nobody criticizes. A whole day goes by and nobody criticizes me.
有时候就是没有人批评我啊，整天一天过了也没有人说我什么不对啊。
Yeah. So actually, if we count, I criticize people more times than they criticize me.
所以如果你算一算，其实我们批评别人的这个次数啊，要这个比别人批评我们的次数要多好几倍。
So why am I so surprised and angry when somebody criticizes me when I do it much more than, to them than they do it to me?
所以我有什么 好意外的呢？好惊奇呢？为什么别人批评我，我觉得有什么好惊奇的呢？我批评别人的这个次数远多多好几倍，哦，别人批评我的，哦，这个那么多呢？
I find that's one very good way to keep me calm is if I think, you know, I criticize other people with a very self-centered mind, you know, a very selfish mind, and I do it very often. So if somebody criticizes me once in a while, I should just be able to bear it because it's just my own karma.
所以如果我是用以自私的这个念头啊。这个想法是这个批评别人的时候哈，这个其实我又这个批评别人那么多哈，所以这个比别人批评我的要多哈，所以这个别人批评我的这些事情啊，有什么好不能接受的呢？啊
，Then another technique for working with anger is if somebody does something harmful to me, to ask myself.Is this person who is harming me happy or are they suffering?
所以另外一个方式是你要想一下，如果有人哈，这个伤害你，哈，这个伤害你的人，他是快乐的还是痛苦的？
Okay, what do you think? Somebody who harms you, who cheats you, who lies to you, are they happy or are they miserable?
你想想看，那些骗你的人，伤害你的人。他们是痛苦的还是快乐的
？They're unhappy, aren't they?
他们快乐吗
？Yeah. Nobody. If somebody's happy, they don't go harm somebody else.
如果那个人是快乐的，他会伤害别人吗
？Yeah. Nobody wakes up in the morning and says, "The sun is shining. I feel so happy. I think I'm gonna go harm somebody else." Nobody thinks like that.
所以有没有人这个早上醒过来的时候就觉得说啊，今天这个天气多好啊，阳光多普照，我这么高兴，我决定哈，今天要伤害某人的，有没有这样的人
？Yeah, whenever we harm somebody, it's because we're unhappy. So it's the same thing with this other person who's harming us.
所以啊，当这个我们伤害别人的时候，是因为我们不快乐。所以一样，别人伤害我们的时候，他也是不快乐的。
So what use is it to be angry at somebody who's already unhappy?
所以你对那个已经不快乐的人啊，再加以生气，再对他生气，又有什么用呢
？Yeah, why be mad at somebody who's unhappy? Aren't unhappy people the object of our compassion?
那些不快乐的人。再对他生气有用吗？那些不快乐的人不是更需要我们对他的关心吗？对他们的慈悲吗
？Yeah, we don't have compassion for happy people. We have to have compassion for unhappy people.
我们的慈悲心一般是给不快乐的人，对不对？我们 不会对快乐人觉得说我们要对他慈悲啊。
So here's somebody who's clearly unhappy because they're harming me. So I need to have compassion for.
所以啊，这个伤害我的人，就是真的已经因为他不快乐的关系才来伤害我。所以因此呢，我对于这个伤害我的人呢，我不应该要对他愤怒，反而应该要慈悲以对，不是吗
？True, isn't it?
对啊，不是这样吗
？Okay. Now, when you have compassion for somebody who's harming you, does that mean that you just let them continue harming you?
所谓的要对伤害你的人有慈悲心，是不是说好吧，就让他继续伤害我吧？因为既然我要对他慈悲，是这样吗
？No，
不是的。
Yeah. If somebody is harming you, you can try and do what you can to stop them from harming, but you can do that without getting angry, and you can do it with compassion.
你应该是要让那个伤害你的人不再伤害你。但是你要让那个伤害你的人不伤害你，不是用生气 而让他不伤害你，好，你是要用这个慈悲心，好，让他这个停止伤害你。
So this is something very important to understand about compassion. That compassion doesn't mean you do what's new, that you always do what the other person wants you to do, and that you always give in. That's not the meaning of compassion.
所以这个慈悲的意义不是说，好，这个让那一个人予予以求，就是说他要你什么样子，你就要给他照他的意思做，也不是说你放弃这个去帮助他，或是这个坚持对的事情。所谓慈悲的这个重要的意义，不是说你变得懦弱，或是顺着那个人让他去做那些错误的事情。
I mean, in a case, let's say, of domestic violence, you know, a man is beating his wife, you know, she doesn't just say, oh, I'm so compassionate, dear, it's okay, you can beat me. She says, no, goodbye, you know.
所谓的这个慈悲，就像前面讲的，举个例子来讲，如果是一个家庭的暴力，所谓的慈悲不是说哦，因为我对你这个像这个先生打太太的时候哦，所以太太心里想说哦，因为我对这个我的先生慈悲，所以我没关系吧，你就继续打我吧，这个我都可以忍受。不对的，真正的慈悲不是这样，真正的慈悲是说不行，你不能再这个用暴力对待我。
Or for example, His Holiness the Dalai Lama shows this in how he interacts with the Beijing government.You know, they took over Tibet, and he doesn't say, "Oh, it's fine. Bring more soldiers. You're welcome." He doesn't say that.
就再举个例子来讲，就以达赖喇嘛做例子的话，1959年这个中共入侵西藏，占领了西藏的国土，对不对？但是呢，达赖喇嘛是观世音菩萨的化身，是最慈悲的人呢、啊。但是达赖喇嘛不会说，哦哟，没有关系啊，中共你就多派一些军队把我们西藏全部都占住，没有关系。达赖喇嘛也不会这样讲啊。
Yeah, he says to the Beijing government, "What you're doing is wrong. You have no right to do that." But he doesn't hate them, and he tells the Tibetans not to hate them.
达赖喇嘛的慈悲就是告诉北京说，北京你强占西藏的土地是错的，是错误的行为。但是呢，达赖喇嘛这样讲，并不会是以一个怨恨的心、愤怒的心去对北京这样讲，反而呢，他也告诉他们西藏人，不要对于这个北京或中国人用仇恨的心态去看他们。
Yeah, and I say this because sometimes we feel when there's injustice that we have to be angry to stop the injustice. I don't think so.
我这样讲是因为这个当有这些不正义不符合正义公理的事情发生的时候，也许有人会认为说我们应该要有正义之怒，要生气，对这些不公不义的事情要生气，但是事实上不是这个样子。
I think we can be compassionate and with compassion stop harm.
我们要对这些不公不义的事情其实要生气这个慈悲心，而且呢，也只有慈悲心才能够停止这些伤害继续在发生。
OK, so those are just some ideas to start with about anger.
Yeah, 这些就是一些我们在讲说要怎么样子去面对或是去对峙愤怒的这个一开始所要讲的一些基本的观念。
Let's take a little break now, and then we'll come back and we'll continue.
Yeah, 我们就先休息一下，然后这个再继续。How long?
20 minutes.
20 minutes, 20分钟。
And then when we come back, there will also be time for questions. So please remember and note down your questions. Yeah.
我们下半段的话那么大家有一些问题可以这个提出来问所以意思就是现在的二十分钟要去想问题。
What
did you say? I said this 20 minutes is for them to think what question to ask.
Yes.
是的。
Okay, so let's take a break.
休息一下。